This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Come on, I'm wanting you to get an attitude of, okay, I'm just not going to lay down and just put up with this anymore. I'm going to press in like the woman who had the issue of blood. I'm going to press through the crowd, and I'm going to touch the hem of his garment and trust him for healing and wholeness. I wanted to talk to you for a few minutes this morning about sickness and healing. You know, sadly, a lot of times people are not taught that healing of all kinds is part of the atonement. It's part of what Christ died for us to have. Why would he want us to be saved and feel bad all the time? And, you know, for a long time, I didn't know that I could ask God to heal me when I was sick. Matter of fact, sometimes we just kind of fall in love with our illnesses and we claim them as our own, you know. My arthritis, my aching back, you know, my blood pressure, my this and my that and my something else. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways that God gets healing to us today. And, you know, I thank God for all the medical help that's available. But even that, I don't think that can even help us if we don't go to God first. So let me just, you know, respectfully say, if you're trusting the doctor and you're leaving God out of the loop, we need the medical professionals to have the wisdom that only God can give them. And, but I do thank God for it. I am going to pray for people this morning that have pain in your body or that are sick, but before I do, I'm going to give you a little motherly speech, okay? I'm old enough to be most of you your mother, so I'm going to be motherly this morning. I'm going to talk to you like I would my kids. You need to take care of yourself. You need to stop staying up all night and not getting any sleep. You need to stop drinking 6 soda pops a day and drink more water. Amen. Amen. Need to stop eating sugar 4 times a day. Yeah. Need to stop living on fast food that's full of chemicals and grease. Yeah. And you need to de-stress your life and calm down. Now, you know, everybody today wants a miracle. But to go with a miracle, you need some wisdom or you'll lose the miracle you got and get another problem. And most people today, most being, I don't know what percentage that would be, but I think there's more people who don't take care of themselves than those who do. And we make all kinds of excuses. And a lot of it's I'm busy. I don't have time to fix good food, so I just grab whatever is on the run. I can't get 7 or 8 hours sleep a night. I don't have time. I'm too busy. I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to rest. I got to keep going, keep going, keep going. But doing what? There's not a person in this room today that couldn't get a fair measure of the stress out of your life just by simply writing down everything it is that you think you have to do and eliminating the ones that aren't bearing any good fruit in your life. If you don't take care of you, who's going to? I'll say that again. If you don't take care of you, who's going to? Now here's the thing. I believe that healing is part of the atonement. The Bible says we can pray the prayer of faith and the sick will be healed. But I don't really think that it's going to do me any good to pray for everybody if you're just going to keep abusing yourself. Are we all together on this page this morning? Has anybody been even a little bit convicted that maybe you need to make a few changes in how you're... All right. Well, good. That's what it's all about. I rarely ever read this scripture because people who don't really know the word could get a wrong idea, but here goes. Acts 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when a certain man, crippled from his birth, was being carried along, who was laid each day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, so that he might beg for charitable gifts from those who entered the temple. So when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he said, "Would you give me a gift?" And now here's where it gets interesting. And Peter directed his gaze intently at him, and so did John, and said, "Look at us." Now basically what he's getting ready to say is, we've got what you need. You know why you've got what the world needs? Because you have the power of God in you. You have God's anointing in you, and you can pray for people. See, I told you, you're just like, you can pray for people and see the sick get well. Now, I know we're at a whole new gate for a lot of folks, and I understand that. You know, I was in a large denomination for a long, long time that didn't teach me anything about the miracle working power of God. I knew that God was powerful, but I didn't know that he wanted to share any of it with me. These guys were born again. They'd been there on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out, and now they have the nerve to stand and say, "You have a problem? Look at me." You still not with me, are you? Okay. It's not anything you have in yourself. It's what God has given you. And, you know, there's a lot I don't understand about healing and, you know, why we pray for some people and they get healed and why we pray for others and they don't. But I do believe part of it has something to do with this whole thing about how people just disrespect their selves and their lives and the way people treat each other today and all the stress that's in the world. Amen? Well, we'll get back to the teaching, but I want to take a moment to just reiterate to you that Jesus is our healer. And he heals in different ways. Sometimes it might be a sudden and a miraculous healing, and other times God may heal over a period of time. And so I've invited my next guest to share her inspirational story of how God faithfully brought her through a battle for her life. Now let's take a look at this.
September 8th of 2014, I was just getting ready to put on my tennis shoes to do a workout. And when I bent over, I felt something terribly wrong. And I'm like, oh no. So I waited it out for several hours. And at 1 a.m, I woke my husband up and I said, "I have to go to the hospital." I was in agony. They indeed confirmed through a CAT scan that I had a twisted bowel, and they admitted me. They sent me back upstairs and took me in for emergency surgery. I was in the hospital 8 days in pain. It was a very big surgery. So they sent me home, and within 2 days, a staph infection had gotten inside my incision. Stuff started pouring out in the middle of the night. I found blood all over myself. My doctor said, "You're basically rotting." So they took me in. It was a long surgery again, but what it did is it killed all the tissue inside of my abdominal wall. So they scraped and basically took out all of the dead tissue, and I had a big, gigantic hole in my stomach. This part makes me cry. This is the part that's so hard. I didn't realize what the surgery had entailed. I was so, so sick. I just wanted to die. I slept. I didn't talk. I just slept. I finally got better and went home. and, you know, continued to have the hole in my stomach and was pouring out infection. No one knew why I had all this infection. They were stumped. So I was home a month and had to have another surgery. But that surgery, the doctor came in and said, I need you to understand that this surgery could leave you permanently disabled. You would have no abdominal wall. I looked right at him and I said, that is not going to happen. I knew it was God because I came out of the surgery and none of the things he had thought could happen, happened. They got all of the infection, they cleaned me all up, and then within 24 hours, infection was pouring out again. I became hopeless very many times. I mean, it was like a fight. When a fighter goes in the boxing ring and he gets hit in the jaw, and then he comes back and gets back up, and then he gets hit again and he's down again. I never had time to process the emotion of it all. I just kept calling on God. I just had to. That was the only way I could get through it. It really was. So surgery number 8 was my final surgery. They were able to find the problem after all of 17 months. They went in and I had a fistula that was wound in my small intestines. There was a slight hole in my intestines where bile content was coming out and the infection was coming out. And they fixed it and I woke up to no tube and no drain. And I just stopped and thanked God right then and there, because if it weren't for him, I don't think I'd be here.
Well, Marilyn, you certainly went through a terrible, long ordeal. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. I am so happy to say I slowly began to get my strength back and started working out, taking walks. Yeah. That was one of them. I still do that. And I can honestly say I feel great.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
That's great. Now, you know, in your testimony of what you went through, you talk frequently about trusting God. Did you trust God every day?
No, I cannot tell you I did. I definitely had dark moments, and I do want to emphasize that there were days, I was strong at the hospital, but it was when you're home and you're alone and
right.
you're trying to heal.
Yeah.
I did become pretty numb, and I did withdraw into myself some. And I do need you to know that there are very dark days, and there were days I just cried out and said, Jesus, help me.
Yeah.
I couldn't even pray.
And you said there were days when you couldn't read anything.
No,
you just were so discouraged that you just...
Yes. I left the purple book right there on my ottoman, but I wasn't picking it up. I start all my mornings watching the show, and I couldn't even watch you. I taped you, but I didn't watch you. So I just...
But then you had one specific day that you told us about where you were just like totally at the end of everything. You just wanted to die. And
yes,
you felt like God sent you the right encouragement. Tell us about that.
Oh, I had just told my husband that morning that I didn't see any light at the end of my darkness. And I just said, I want to die. And he kept saying, no, I don't want you to die. And a girlfriend of mine came over, and she had never seen me like that. And she walked in, and she whipped out her phone, and she looked up all these scriptures. And I laid there, and I was angry. And I laid there while she read scripture after scripture to me. And I know I felt bathed in peace. And that was the turning point for me. I had several weeks of this. And then that day, I could feel from that day forward, I started caring again and wanting to live.
Feeling hope again.
Feeling hope.
And some expectation that things could turn around.
Yes.
Well, one thing's for sure, Marilyn, there's so much power in God's word. And I think there are times in our life when we have nothing else that we can depend on but that. And so it is important for friends and family to continue to encourage and to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's interesting that she just felt to come and visit you that day. Somehow that little purple book that we call it the purple book.
Yes.
It's actually a little book that I've written called The Secret Power of Speaking God's Word Out Loud. And it's really a lot of scriptures to confess. Tell us how that helped you.
Absolutely. every time I had to pack for the hospital, it was always an emergency. And I you know, you'd always think to bring your Bible, but I always grabbed my purple book. And every time I had 6 of the 8 surgeries were emergency. So there was never time to process or anything. Wow. So my sister would beat my husband to the hospital, and she would grab my book and turn off the TV, and she would just read scripture to me.
That's awesome.
And it was just amazing. And this was my lifeline, God's word. And I can't say that enough for people. Just one scripture, if I could say, it said, I shall not die but live and shall declare the works and recount the illustrious acts of the Lord. And he heals my broken heart and binds up my wounds, curing my pains and sorrows. Those are just a couple. But I have circled so many in this little book because it carried me through and became my reservoir of faith.
Well, one of the things that I'm wanting to get across to people in what we're doing here today is that God uses a lot of different things to come to one final result very often. And your ordeal took 17 months. I'm sure that we would have all liked it if it would have been a lot faster, but it wasn't. And so during that time, God used people to keep encouraging you, and he used the prayers of hundreds and hundreds of people. I know I walk every morning and I would pray for you, and now I still very often thank God in the mornings that he healed you. I don't ever want us to be like the lepers, you know, where they all got healed and only one went back to give thanks. And so it's good to just keep thanking God for what he does for us. And he used the doctors, although I'm sure for a while it probably looked like maybe he wasn't. He used the word to encourage you. And then I remember a specific situation that I thought was a little bit unique, because it was way into this situation. And one morning when I was praying for you, I felt very strongly that God wanted me to bring you up before our staff in our chapel that week, which we have once a month, and to anoint you with oil and pray for you. And so when we let you know that I wanted to do that, you were quite amazed, because somebody at your church had just asked, have you ever had Joyce anoint you with oil?
Yes.
And so, you know, the Bible does say that one of the ways that God works healing in our lives is when you're sick, to call for the elders of the church and have them anoint you with oil. And so I don't think any of us knew 100% what to expect. Are we going to get a miracle here?
Right.
Or, you know, how is this going to work? And so we did that in obedience to God. And the one thing that I saw from that, well, first of all, it really encouraged you.
Yes, it did.
You know, because you had that confirmation from your church.
Yes.
But then secondly, after that was when your doctor decided to send you to a different type of specialist that then was the one who actually found the leak. And so I just think it's interesting, Marilyn, that many times when we pray, God doesn't do what we might think he's going to do.
Right.
But he does something.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And so after all that ordeal that you went through, isn't it just amazing how God worked in so many different ways for you now to have this great result in your life?
It's just truly miraculous to me. And I kept questioning God along the way as to why.
Yeah.
But I never was mad at him.
Right.
Because he had been good to me through all the good times.
Yeah.
So when you go through dark times, that's when you draw on your faith.
And it is hard, you know, not to get confused when you're in a time like that.
Yes.
You know, why God, why? When
yes.
God, when? And why is this happening? But to stay strong in faith and to always believe in the goodness of God is very important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. He truly is our lifeline. We may not even know it. We may not feel him caring for us. We may not even feel his arms around us or giving us that peace. But in hindsight, when I look back on everything, I am amazed at what he did and how he carried me through it all, every bit of it.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, we're so excited for your testimony. I just want to encourage the people that are listening today, too, to realize that when you pray, you need to really be open to whatever God wants to do. You know, always pray first. Don't ever just depend on a doctor without prayer. Ask people to pray for you. Take the encouragement that you can receive from the Word of God. Keep the Word of God in your focus to help you. And then be open if there's anything that God does tell you to do. You know, sometimes nutrition is very important for people. See, you know, sometimes people might be feeling really lousy and they just really need more sleep. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why we don't feel well. And I just think it's wise to listen to God. So give us one final statement here, Marilyn, and I'm going to tell them about a project we've got.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what I want to say, is if you are struggling out there with your health, with anything, and I know many people are, I just ask you to go to the Word of God. Yeah. It is nourishment to our soul. Yeah. It is a balm to our wounds, and yeah. I couldn't have made it without it.
Yeah, and there is healing power in God's Word. Well, you know, something that I have in my heart a lot is that I want to see people healed. I want to see people whole. I've had enough pain in my life. I suffered with migraine headaches for 10 years, a lot of different things. Had a broken heart from abuse in my childhood, and I've seen God heal me in so many, many, many different ways. And I really believe that Jesus is our healer in every way. He wants us to have good lives. I believe that He wants us to feel good. And I don't have all the answers today for why some people are healed miraculously and why some are healed quickly and some it takes longer. And we know from experience that sometimes we pray for people and God decides to bring them home. I don't have all the answers to all that, but I made my mind up a long time ago that I am going to continue believing God for healing and for miraculous breakthroughs, because I see in the Word of God that that's something that we can ask God for and have hope and expectation. And so I started thinking about what I might be able to do to help you. If you're sick and you need some encouragement, what might I do to be able to help you? And so we decided here at the ministry, after prayer and talking about it, that we wanted to provide a collection of healing scriptures along with many of the stories of the miracles that Jesus did, just to encourage you while you're praying and waiting for your breakthrough to come. And so today we're offering you free this audio CD. I read these scriptures myself in our studio here, and then along with the music and the CDs that you can listen to over and over and over and over, we're also providing a little booklet with these healing scriptures in it. And as I said, we want to give that to you as a gift. It's simply called the Healing Word of God. So you can call or you can get to us online and just say, I'd really like to have that offer that Joyce is making today. And so now we want to return back to the teaching where I'm going to pray for you for your healing. And thank you so much for being with us today.
There's real disease. I mean, the devil's alive and well on planet Earth. And, you know, if you don't get what you ask for, then you trust God to take you through. And miracles and healings are different. You know, if somebody gets a miracle, it's like, whoa. But healings take time, and I believe sometimes you have to cooperate with those healings. So I just want to tell you that I believe that you can experience the healing power of God in your life, and I don't care if you've prayed 1,000 times before, we're going to pray today, and we're going to believe God that every day you're going to get better and better in every way. Amen. But I'm also going to pray that God will show you anything that you need to do. So it's not just about trusting God, but it's having our hearts open to, now, Lord, is there something that you want me to do that will really make a difference in my life? And so here we go. Let's all stand up and we're going to pray. So he looked at Peter and John and said, would you give me a gift? And they said, look at us. And there's an exclamation mark here, so I guess they yelled. I don't know. And the man paid attention to them, expecting that he was going to get something from them. But Peter said, silver and gold money I do not have, but what I do have, that I give to you in the use of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Walk. All right. So I love this. I mean, he didn't even really pray and ask God to do something. He commanded healing to come in the name of Jesus Christ. You know why? Because there's healing in that name. The name of Jesus is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Come on, I'm wanting you to get an attitude of, okay, I'm just not going to lay down and just put up with this anymore. I'm going to press in like the woman who had the issue of blood. I'm going to press through the crowd, and I'm going to touch the hem of his garment and trust him for healing and wholeness. Amen. Father, we thank you for what Jesus did for us on the cross, and that by his stripes we are healed and made whole. Healing is in us because Christ is in us. Healing is in the depths of our spirit. And Lord, effective today, we declare war on sickness and disease and pain, and we're not going to just invite it and put up with it and love it and claim it and name it. We're at least going to stand with you and say, we believe that you are our healer, and we thank you for healing us and for giving us the wisdom to value what you've created and to take care of ourselves. And so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I say, be healed and made whole in Jesus' name. Come on, give God a big praise. Woo, I feel better already. Have you set yourself to let God completely change and transform you? It's not just about asking God to help you. It's about learning his word. The Bible has an answer for every single problem that we have.
Biblical studies to fit your life. Colossians and Galatians. Pre-order your copy today at joycemeyer.org.
Take the time you need and just breathe. Conquer fear and anxiety and be sweet to your soul at the Love Life Women's Conference. Refresh through worship with Chris Tomlin. And Torrin Wells. With encouraging messages from Joyce Meyer and her guests, Stephen Furtick, Annie F. Downs, Lisa Osteen Comas, and Dave Meyer. Discover your rest in Christ in spite of your circumstances. Join us in peachy, sun-kissed Atlanta, Georgia, or high up in the mountains of Denver, Colorado. Space is limited. Register by the end of April for special pricing at joycemeyer.org/lovelife.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. For more information, visit joycemeyer.org. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.